Well, I really apologize, everybody. I was really hoping to play This Land Is Your Land and all, you know, some other things to get us going. I should use I statements, huh? But I think a lot of us are having a hard time getting our motors revved up these days because of the, unsurprisingly, there is global crises in response to our global awakening, and this should not surprise us, not one little bit. And I hope nobody thinks that it's an accident, that all of a sudden we got I shouldn't use that word sociopath when it comes to folks paid to cause havoc. That's called a moral degradation that's manufactured by manufacturing scarcity, hunger, creating hunger in the world. And I don't know if folks have been reading I've been trying to little bit by little bit put up Savage Continent. And I don't know if folks have been reading the little bit by little bit that I put up. But what I was just typing yesterday, or actually the last few days, was specifically on this issue of how you can't hold on to your soul when you don't have enough to eat. And so it's not hard to pay folks to join, you know, these lunatic fringe groups like ISIS or, you know, the one in Nigeria, and to engage in unspeakable horrors that just hurt our soul, because we know that's not who we are at all. And we do wonder sometimes how these mad crazies got that way. You know, I don't mean among we commoners paid to do these awful things. I mean the ones who pay. And even though we can understand it, you know, we read John Boswell, we read Karl Popper, so we understand that these are sick, sad souls for a reason. But intellectual understanding, it still hurts our hearts. It still hurts our hearts. Sisters and brothers, in recent shows, we've been taking a look, and let me back up, and for the record state, that this is Waking Up Radio of August 3rd, 2014. And in recent shows, we've been taking a look at, you know, one of the more current attempts of power in the UK and US to hypnotize us, to deputize our spirits and ride our backs with our seeming permission. Once again, the attempt at substitution, empty words and hollow phrases for the land, new leashes for our freedom. But it's important that we see what's going on, to see power's tactics, which are as old as class from the vantage of the whole, and recognize that the cons they give to us are the carrots, and that our less privileged, if you can call betrayal by that name, privilege, our less privileged brothers and sisters get the stick, get the hunger, get the violence. Power will use every tactic it has to divide us, because this global awakening is occurring at a time when we have the tools to end power and design for ourselves the good life we all want. No one can do this for us but ourselves, and certainly not the state. What did Shakespeare say? God grant I never prove so fond, foolish, as to trust power on its own bond. Or a dog that seems a-sleeping, or a keeper with my freedom. That just about sums it up, don't it? For millennia, we have been trusting our freedom with a keeper. You see, all of us over the millennia have been trying to create our own little mini worlds within the horror power creates globally. But slavery in all its forms, including the one that forces us to sell our energy in the so-called more privileged regions of the world, slavery in all forms, Auschwitz and ocean death, shows us where that path, along which we bury our heads in the sand, where that leads. And we can no longer tolerate the illusion that we can sanguinely vest our power in states. Let's never forget what Goring, on the edge of death, said. He told the truth. He had no axes left. Why, says Goring, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war. Neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. And then the interviewer says, but there's a difference. In a democracy, the people have some say in the matter through their elected representatives. And in the United States, only Congress can declare war. And Goring replies, well, that's all very well and good. But voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in every country. And he spoke those words in April 1946. And we have yet to talk about those words, have we? That's not by accident.